Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junior is in for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Junior?
Re-dipped.
Oh, that's it.
What's that?
What?
Re-dipped.
Oh, re-dip. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Re-dip.
All right, I re-dip.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go. Come on, Cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Pastor Henry.
This is Pastor Henry.
Oh, how you doing, sir? You're the pastor of Greater New Hope Baptist, right?
Oh, yeah. Why, yes, I am. May I ask who's calling?
My name is Patrick. My name is Patrick Davis. How you doing, sir? I went there to your church about 2.5 years ago. I went there, and me and we got our kids baptized there at your.
Are you coming back to us, or are you? What's your current church home?
Well, we haven't been in a minute, you know. But you baptized my son and my daughter, Kareem and Kayla.
All right.
You baptize them. I'm sure you do a lot of people, but.
Yeah, I was about to say, I do a lot. I can't really pinpoint a name like that. You said it was about a couple years ago, two, three years?
Yeah, between two and three years ago, you baptized my little girl and my son.
Well, God bless on that. I'm glad I was able to do that service for you. I was wondering, how'd you get my number? Usually any things like this usually get handled with the church, you know, one of my deacons or my secretary, but. Did you call the church and they gave you my number?
This guy at the church, let me see, his name is
Dobbs.
Dobbs, brother Dobbs.
Brother Dobbs gave you my phone number, my information.
Brother Dobbs. I got this from Brother Dobbs that I could reach you. Now you know him, right? He's one of your deacons,
that's a good man right there. I've known him many a year.
Okay, here's my reason for wanting to talk to you directly. Like I said, you baptized my little girl, Kaylin, and my son, Kareem. What is baptizing is supposed to be? You cleansing them and you washing them.
Right.
Okay, here's my problem. You baptized my kids, but ain't nothing changed. They grade still bad. They still disobedient.
Brother,
I don't see where your baptism
has done
anything. Hold on, let
Brother
me tell you this. But if you just let me finish, I don't see where your baptism has done anything. Therefore,
Brother David,
all the tithes and stuff that I spent when I was there, I want that money back.
Now you confuse me. I'm not sure. I think, you know, we need to stop this madness right now because you're talking about you want money back, baptize your kids. I've been at this church for many years, so I won't doubt that I'm probably the pastor you're looking for, but I just don't understand what you're trying to get at here about the baptism.
I'm saying you're supposed to, when people get baptized, it's supposed to change them. Am I right or wrong?
A cleansing. Okay, I see.
Yes, cleanse them. But my kids.
Let me ask you. I'm just trying to, brother. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. You know, I mean, because like I said,
when we get
my church usually handles this.
Henry,
I still don't understand how you got my number.
Listen, the bottom of it is your baptizing ain't doing nothing. My kids still grade bad. They still disobedient.
Well, is that why they haven't been coming to church? You say you're not going to any congregation. Maybe you guys need to come on back to church, sit in on some sermons. You know, I even work with you one-on-one, but I can't. I can't do nothing about the grades in school. I mean, and overall behavior. That starts
when you have baptized them, I should see a change in them, and I don't see a change. But all the time I was going to your church, I'm paying for these tithes, and I'm not getting anything. Hey man, at the end of the day, Pastor Henry, I want my money back. That's what we have at the end of the day.
Brother Davis, that's not how it works, brother. You understand? I'm not trying to raise my voice at you, but you're all over the place. You want money back? I don't understand. What can I do for you?
I can tell you now. I told you what you can do. My kid, I done got him baptized over there with you. All that time I was going to your church, I'm paying these tithes. And I get my kids baptized.
But the tithes don't have nothing to do with the baptism.
The tithes have something to do with all the time I spent over there, and I'm not getting anything in return.
Brother.
And that's what you call it.
How in the world am I going to figure out how much tithes you pay?
I know exactly.
No. You're calling my phone with this nonsense. You're not even a member of my congregation, and I just don't like it.
So, Pastor, let me ask you this. Who do you think you're raising your voice at, Pastor? Just because you're a man of the cloud don't mean that.
Just because I'm a man of God don't mean I can't cuss your out. You understand that, brother? If it's something you need to deal with, you need to talk to the people at the church.
Why do I need to talk to Brother Dobbs when I'm talking to the problem right now? You're the problem, Pastor.
I'm the problem.
I just spent a bunch of tithe money, and I know exactly how much I spent over there, and I want my money back.
Brother, tithe. How about that? That's what I care about, your tithe. How
say
about
what?
That? I said, your tithe. Want me to spell it out?
Oh, well, here comes Pastor.
Look here. I bet they know how to spell it.
Okay.
Don't be calling me about no damn behavior issues with your kids. Are you baptized? That's the question you need to be asking. Is you living your life sanctified, huh? You know what? You know what, brother? I didn't got out beside myself, and I'm sorry, brother. I should not be using foul language against you. I think what's going on, we need to get you and your children, your wife, come on down to service on Sunday. I will sit with you as long as I can. I truly think counseling and talk is the only way out of this.
Yeah.
We should not be fighting on this phone.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Now, once again, I hope you accept my apology for my language.
Now, can I ask you something?
Go ahead, son. I can hear you.
Okay. Brother Dobbs tells me that you and him are together.
Take your time.
Y'all together some mornings having coffee, you and Brother Dobbs are?
Every morning that I'm not at either a function or doing something for the building maintenance with the church, he's a good brother. Like I told you, I've known him for many years.
Right. And he said now when y'all having coffee, that y'all listening to the radio. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Do y'all be listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Yeah, it's always on the radio.
Hey, Pastor.
What's so funny?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Brother Dobbs just got me to prank phone call you.
No! So Brother Dobbs knew about this.
He the one gave me your number.
I'm too scared to cuss another word or say anything out of my character. I didn't think I did enough for a lifetime today. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably as real as they come, and I tell my congregation all the time. I even slip up. So I think it would only be right if you play.
Let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest. It's 20.
Oh,
man,
you already know, man. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you go.
There it is. Redipped.
Even when he's not here, ignorance. Even
I go to his church.
Yeah. And we know why.
Yeah.
Man, that's the problem with people. You know, they try to act like it's a perfect walk. It ain't. But he pressed. Uh-huh. He was pressing the dude a little bit too far. Yeah. He was not having it.
Well, he told him. He said, I ain't too sad to cuss your ass out now.
He
man,
said,
come on.
Now,
man, hold up. That ain't how this work. He was trying to do everything. Son, listen. We can work this out.
I'll
sit with you. As long as it takes. You just need to. Talking and counseling is the only way to work through this here. Oh, boy. Tommy kept pressing that dude. He's all right. I'll tell you what. Well, I see who I'm talking to. All right. I got news for you, partner.
All right. Thank you, Junior, in for the nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.